was only 17 when I became his mom. I had to stay at home that day, miss my senior prom. The pain was awful. I thought I would die. And boy, how that boy could cry. But I dimmed the light and I held him tight and I sang a lullaby. I improvised and somehow I got by. I will admit, from time to time I didn't get things right. Like when I spiked his formula to help him sleep at night. It did the trick for an hour or two. Then boy, how that boy could spew. But tell me, how could I know that a bit of Merlot would turn my baby blue? I improvised and somehow made it through. Nobody gives you a roadmap. Nobody gives you a plan. Nobody tells you how to turn your boy into a man. Sometimes you're playing the jailer. Sometimes you're playing the shrew. Sometimes you really haven't got a clue. Ugh. I know you all think goddesses know everything. And we do. But we only know our own specialties. Mine are love and beauty. You want to seduce a Cretan fig farmer? Come to me. You want to highlight your natural coloring while disguising unsightly bulges? I'm your girl. But domestic things like bedtime stories and birthday parties, oh, that's someone else's department. Vestas, I think. And wisdom, that's Athena. Well, she has time for all that thinking. She doesn't have to do her hair. Nobody gives you a roadmap. Nobody gives you a guide. He's good, then he's bad, then he's good, then he's bad. Like your personal Jekyll and Hyde. You try to be loving and patient. Keep a supportive facade. But if you spare the rod, he'll spoil the god. So when my darling son comes home with someone I just hate, do I grit my teeth and say, oh honey, that's just great? Do I just sit there and let my boy make what I know is a big mistake? Or do I stand up and fight with all of my might to free him from the foe? Yes, I improvise with every trick I know. So whenever a crisis arises and boys are so full of surprises, the choices we make are never black. I improvise and hope I get it.